Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Baseball. Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce asked the first hard question.
With Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our dear friend, Bruce Levine, who joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Productive outs and productive at-bats without getting base hits, something that the Cubs seem to be better than anybody at right now. That was pretty prevalent last night, watching three sacrifice flies, another run scoring on a bases-loaded walk. What a fun team to watch right
now. And it wasn't even their best game. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like they had this great game. They just won 8-3. It's kind of extraordinary how they can just roll it out and put it together and do exactly what you're talking about. And Michael Busch, let's hope he plays tonight.
Yeah, he's been great, obviously. Perfect day on Sunday, almost that yesterday with three more hits, a home run. And you know, again, you can't start talking about the Cubs without talking about the energizer, the guy in the fourth inning that within four plays creates a run, a hustle double, a stolen base, a stealing an out from the other team by deking off of third base, and then the guy not able to throw it first on a ground ball, then scoring that run, stolen bases. Is there anything the guy can't do?
No, nothing. He's up keeping company on list with Barry Bonds and Eric Davis and Bo Jackson in terms of the 15 homers and 20 stolen bases in the first 60 games. Bruce, it's remarkable. I want to talk about another potential phenom, and that's Cade Horton. We're up to 54 innings, and he hasn't lost yet. 54 innings between Iowa and the Cubs. You're waiting longer than you wanted to for Shota Imanaga. What's the plan for Cade Horton? I know they have to have one. When will we start to see maybe, or are they already rationing his innings?
Wow, you've been working with me too long,
well,
right?
That's the question that you're asking, I know. So I want to know what your answer is.
Yeah. Again, 37 innings last year, right?
Right.
So, you know, you're already moving toward uncharted waters. He doesn't look like a returning injured pitcher, does he? He looks strong out there. He's out there dealing. You know, he gives up some hits there. He doesn't walk anybody. I mean, that's been the key to his success, and it usually is with any young pitcher, the idea that you come into the game, You're filling up the strike zone. You're making him hit the ball. And he's done that. He hasn't dominated anybody. He's just looked like a major league pitcher going out there getting outs. And he's thrown in five games. They've won all five, right? He's 3-0. So I don't know where the stop point is. I will say that the Cubs, you know, are certainly out there trying to fortify their pitching right now. And over the next 2 to 3 weeks, I think they'll put a strong effort into trying to acquire a starting pitcher or two from somewhere else.
The next 2 to 3 weeks?
Yeah, why would you wait for the trading deadline? You have dead teams out there. You have the Marlins, right? You have the Rockies. You have teams like Arizona that might be going the other way rather soon in one of the more difficult divisions in baseball. So there are teams that are going to want to improve and do it before the deadline. If you mention the right players coming back, and the Cubs have good minor league players, and that's where they're going to go. They're not going to wait to the deadline to make a trade. They're going to be proactive and move toward that against these teams right now that are not in contention.
So David is convinced that Jed Hoyer already has a contract in his sock drawer.
Didn't say that.
No, you said underwear drawer. but no, I'm just curious if indeed it's time to start making the deals. Wouldn't it be nice if he had a certainty given how he's done? And do you believe that the Cubs are all in terms of making a bid for this thing?
Bid for extending him?
No, for winning a World Series. Do you believe that he will get that?
Oh, I think Mr. Ricketts and the business people are going to be all in to try to win. Does that mean spending millions and millions of dollars for the future on this team? Not right now, but I don't think you have to. You just have to fortify it with, you know, going after players maybe that have 1 or 2 years left on a contract, maybe that are going to be free agents. You know, go after these guys. And, I don't think anybody wants to win more than Ricketts' family, no matter what you hear about.
And that's fine, but does that mean Jed is in position? Like, don't you have to kind of get everything done before you get stuff done? Is there added pressure on it?
I think Molly's asking a good question, Bruce. I think it's summed up this way. Does Jed Hoyer need a contract extension before the trade deadline to make him feel better about the players he pursues?
You know, I don't know that answer. I don't think so. I mean, he's just been a baseball man this year, the way that Cub fans want him to be, right? I mean, making that trade, for Tucker, you don't have to say anything more than that. I mean, he's not going to go to Tom Ricketts and the other people there with the Cubs and go, I'm trading three, you know, good players for a guy for only 1 year here. Okay. That's just everything that says is we're trying to win a championship this year, not get to the playoffs, but win a championship. And is it coincidental or part and parcel to him getting a new contract? I think, you know, it can be both without it being a huge story, right? He wants to continue on. He's been here 14 years, raised his family here.
Yeah.
I said, as the president of baseball operations, has done what they asked him to do as far as build a minor league system. Now it's go time. And I think fan base, media, I think everybody in the Cub organization feels this is a go year, and they're going to do everything they can to win.
You think Michael Busch starts tonight against Mackenzie Gore? It is a tough left-hander. And we saw against the Reds, maybe a little surprised, Bruce, that he sat 2 days in a row because of the left-hander on the mound.
Probably not. I mean, no. You know, I mean, again, first of all, they're going to probably be down for another day or two with Kyle Tucker right in the hand.
Right.
So constructing the lineup with more right-handers is easier tonight against Gore.
Busch is playing tonight, though, right? Come on.
Who's in?
He'll be in the fifth inning.
He's got to start, doesn't he?
Who's starting?
Who's your lineup then?
You know, Turner? I think that Turner usually starts at first.
Then who's your DH?
Your DH?
Yeah,
DH? I don't know. I mean, you know, again, you have the luxury of an opening there right now. I don't know if Kelly is your DH and you you start your other catcher, that's always a possibility.
That's always a bad possibility. That you don't want to
like
do
Kelly
that
anymore.
I like him. I'm just saying, you got a guy who's 3-for-4 last night. And I think the question was a gimme, Bruce. I didn't expect the pushback. You got Michael
yes,
Bush.
Yes, you did. That's why you asked.
But you don't start Reese McGuire and Carson Kelly when Michael Bush is coming in hot, lefty or not.
Well, we will. You know, we'll go into Craig Counsell's office when he comes back and question him about, you know, his lineup construction. You'll get about as far as I get most of the time with him, and that is, you know, look at the record. It's the best record in the National League, second best record in baseball. He seems to be pushing the right buttons. I don't hear anybody saying right now, yeah, boy, that guy's really overpaid. What a mistake. He's no better than David Ross was. You know, and again, David's outstanding baseball man on his way back. But, you know, I think you know that Craig Counsell pretty much is in charge every day. And he's been doing okay.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I think the Cubs have, and we were talking about it earlier, I think last year, everybody that was in charge of their division on June 1 wound up winning it, except for Seattle. So the odds are the Cubs being in the position they're in probably means they're going to win their division. And I don't think that's a shock to anyone. I wonder, though, what team do you think is the one they have to be wary of, or what team will pursue them closest? It seems like the Cardinals have done better than people expected. Maybe they even out. Are the Brewers the team to fear just out of habit?
I just think they're both good clubs. I don't think they're great teams, but they're good teams. They're managed well. They're run well. You have 13 games left with the Cardinals, right? You have 7 games left with the Brewers. Those games are going to be big games. I mean, they'll be important for you to establish and win your division. Are you the Brewers of 2024? Are you the team that's going to win the division by 10 games? Right now, they look like that team, but, you know, we have 100 games left, so lots of time left.
Bruce, if the White Sox had a sense of humor, the first 10,000 fans tonight would get a free Fernando Tatis Jr. jersey in honor of the giveaway that happened 9 years ago today. The trade with the San Diego Padres, the anniversary of that. I'm sorry, as Molly cringes, it's the worst trade in White Sox history.
As long as Rick Hahn never talks about it, I'll be okay.
Were you surprised?
Wait a minute.
Bruce, Rick Hahn not only brought it up, but expanded on it during a stint on the MLB Network last week.
Yeah, he did. And to his credit, he called it a horrible trade. You know, I don't think you can go on national TV and say it's a good idea to trade him. But, you know, he wasn't that player yet. He was certainly highly thought of by the San Diego Padres, a guy by the name of Don Welke, who was their top talent evaluator, along with A.J. Preller at that time. They had their eye on Tatis.
He's
a 17-year-old guy, you know what I mean? And it's like
he was about 5'7" or something, right?
He hadn't taken any Flintstone vitamins.
That's true. There was that.
Yeah. So I mean, with that in mind, you can't give him a break, because what you got back was a guy that had just given up 10 runs in the start before, and his career was pretty much behind him. They were, you know, they knew they had a lucky start that year. They had a really great start, and they were in first place, but it wasn't sustainable. The team wasn't good enough, and unfortunately, it goes up there with the Lou Brock trade and the
Lou Brock is
one of the worst they made was the Samardzija trade, where they traded Chris Bassett and Marcus
Semien
to Oakland for 1 year control over Samardzija. That one didn't quite work out.
Not too good either. Yeah,
not too good. But I mean, again, we're not here to beat those guys up. They had their good deals along the way. Those two didn't happen to be part of that.
So, Bruce, I know you talked to a lot of scouts because they come through both sides of town, and I'm just curious, maybe you could do this a future topic, or maybe you have thoughts on it now. I'm very curious what people are saying in the game about Matt Shaw's change since he has returned from Iowa and how sustainable you think it is, because we've seen him, you know, last night he had a double, he was 1-for-4, he's been more potent at the plate, and he has been certainly good defensively, but I just wonder, if the change in his swing, the subtle shift in his mechanics is something that, people in baseball believe can make him a different hitter the rest of this season as well.
I'll do that. I haven't talked to too many people about Shaw yet, but I will say this. From my perspective, the way he's established third base for the Cubs has been the essential part of him coming back and being a, real value to the team. If you remember how wonky it was with the guys off the bench trying to play third base while he was out, it wasn't good. I mean, the surprise to me is not that he's hitting, but the, fact that he's played a way above average third base for the Cubs, sensational at times, you know, to the point where nobody's talking about, you know, the defense at third base and how they're going to improve it. So to me, that's as important as anything else. He's hit enough. I think he's going to be a good player. I don't know. I can't predict greatness for him, but just the way he's solidified third base has been big.
To the White Sox for a second, obviously, Luis Robert held out of the lineup yesterday. Boy, that worked. But he ends up, he's going to have, I don't even know how to term it. We talked about it this morning. A couple days off, a couple of days. One's already over. They're going to somehow give him some quick
a vacation.
No, it's teaching him how to move his hands or whatever the hell they do. I'm just wondering, Bruce, how much into this is he? How much say do they have over anything he's doing? He is a five-year guy. Not like they could move him down to Iowa if they wanted to go that – not Iowa. To Charlotte if they wanted to go that route. They can't Vaughny him, and they can't Colson Montgomery him. So what do they do with him? They take 2 days to try to cure him, and do you need a faith healer?
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Chop off a chicken head.
When you have one of the top, when you have one of the top players in the game 2 years ago, just lose his ability to hit, it's startling. I mean, it's not like he's not trying. You see the great defense. You see he's tied for the major league lead in stolen bases with PCA. So it's not like he's going out there and just walking through it and not trying to help his team win. He is. He just lost the ability to hit, to concentrate, to breathe when he's up at bat.
Right.
And, you know, this is a timeout. They can't send him to Arizona. They can't send him to AAA. So this is their version of giving him a couple days to work some things out and not worry about it. And we'll see if it works. Hopefully, you know, for him and the team, you know, it's, you know, something really important as far as, you know, getting him time off. The other thing that we don't talk enough about is he knows, we know, everybody knows, it's about getting him better, not to help the team win, but to trade him, right?
Well,
so that type of pressure every day is just a little different from player to player as you go.
And we were speculating that the idea of a phantom injury, some way of moving him around a little, that probably wouldn't help you trade him given his health history.
The guy likes to play. Is there anything indicates to you that he's a lazy player, doesn't want to go out there and try to help the team win? I see one of the better
just his
defensive center fielders. Well, I mean,
I make it a joke.
No, of course, but I mean, the guy he wants to win. He doesn't push away the media when we want to talk to him. He'll talk about, you know, as he did, what was it, 10 days ago when he said, nobody's going to trade for me right now. You know, one of the famous quotes of the year so far. So I think he's got a pretty good idea where he's at. He just cannot hit at this moment.
Bruce, because you're ever present at both ballparks, you were front and center when Javi Baez spoke the other day, appearing in the before the media, before the Tiger Sox game. So in less than a minute, how would you describe his state of mind, and how will his role change now that they're getting healthier in center field?
Well, he's played short and third the last couple of days. So he's playing everywhere. He's enjoying the heck out of it. He's back to being a baseball player. He's healthy again, you know, after having the hip, you know, surgery over the winter. And he's not trying to be a superstar. He's just going out there and playing with the zest that he's had before. He's going to be an important player for them. You know, they're not going to be, you know, they still have a lot of young players that'll go through adjustments there. It's a really good young team. But having Javi there, who's been through the playoff runs and things like that, playing at a high level, I think he's an important player for that team.
I told David that A.J. Hinch is going to – if the Sox can win another one tonight, he's going to have to rethink his Scooble plan. You see what I'm saying? So the Cubs may benefit.
I asked him about Scooble yesterday. I said, is it possible he can get better? And he said, yes. He said, I can't put it down on a piece of paper, but he can continue to be better. I think right now he's the best pitcher in baseball. I don't think there's too much argument about it, but that's a scary thought. You hope it's not Friday against the Cubs where he starts to get better and starts throwing perfect games.
Wow.
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 You think so?
Yeah, no.
Well, Michael Bush won't be in the lineup.
Bruce, hey, you're the best. Hey, guys, yeah. The Cubs aren't afraid of anybody, right?
No, I mean, no. Best offense out there.
Bring on all comers. See you guys.
Have a all right, day. Buddy. Good stuff, Bruce. Take care. That's great stuff from Bruce Levine. Always fun.
It just made me think of that. Scooble, lefty.
So there's no Bush.
Yeah. That Friday matchup is not going to be as enticing now.
But again, I'll go back to this. Let's just say if the season ended today and mm-hmm. the Cubs and Tigers are playing in the World Series, you're going to tell me that Michael Bush is sitting on the bench.
That's a great point, Dustin. That's why I think it's worth it.
That's a question that I don't see why that's out of line to ask Craig Counsell question.
But you know what the answer is? If he doesn't play against a left-hander all year, then he won't. He won't be out there. That is the problem. At some point, if he can't do something, you got to learn to do it, and you got to get better at it. How's he getting better or learning if he's sitting out tonight?
If Bruhan is in this lineup tonight, and somebody like PCA or Ian Happ are DHing,
there's going to be language. There's going to be loud.
I just want to add one more thing. If it's game one of the World Series and the Cubs are in it, I'm not sure I'm going to be complaining about anything.
What about Michael Bush? He'll have a nervous breakdown. You should see him when that happens. Poor Dustin. That had to be the worst experience of your life, watching your team finally win a World Series.
It was agonizing.
It was not any fun until the parade.
Yeah.
Best part of it.
There you go. All right, we'll be right back. It's Molly and Aw on this.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy?
And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Sure.
Kyle, first of all, congratulations. You were named the Minor League Player of the Month of May for the Chicago White Sox. And in a conversation yesterday, you said just every day you're trying to be more consistent, be the best version of yourself. So far in your time here in Charlotte, Kyle, what do you feel like you've learned the most about yourself?
You know, that's a really good question. When you're around guys that have experience and you're around guys that play the game and are really good at playing the game, I feel like I learned the most out of my teammates, just understanding, like, Tim Elko, for example, what it means to be a leader. Like, that guy leads by example, and everyone wants to be around him for that reason. And when it comes to hard work, you know, we get after it here, and it's just contagious.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the soon-to-be Major Leaguer Kyle Teal of the White Sox of Charlotte talking about the man they call Captain
Big Timber.
That man you call Big Timber. No one else does.
Did he call him Big Timber?
He said he's a great captain.
He said he's a great
captain. Talked about his leadership.
Tim Elko, 3 homers and 32 at bats. Here's your demotion.
Brandon called him Big Timber this morning.
I did.
And you, like, smiled as if you had won the lottery.
I lit up. I did. It's catching on. Kyle Teal, you described him as a potential future major leaguer. You did not use the word catcher. It's interesting.
Oh, he's a catcher.
He's a catcher.
He's a major league catcher. And I feel like, David, that when he comes up, Cairo goes down. I really feel like that's the way they're
going.
I'm not wishing for it.
Would that be appropriate?
I think it would be what they're going to do.
Possibly.
Again, this is just what I believe they will do.
So I think we were having a discussion about Michael Busch and the Cubs against left-handed pitching. So obviously one of the questions in the text line said, how are the Cubs against left-handers? I'm still working on the record, but overall in – they've faced left-handed pitching for 529 at bats, as opposed to 1555 at bats against right-handers.
How are they against lefties?
Against
their main pitchers.
Well, lefties have a 790 OPS, a 261 batting average overall, as opposed to 262 batting average against righties with a 781 OPS. Very, very similar.
I meant politically.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I know what you meant. I was not
going
there.
I know.
This isn't the political hour. That was for Biggs. That was Biggs' time. Yeah. That was Biggs' time.
That was when he commented on the mayor.
Yeah. Morning, boys. What's going on?
Keep it real.
Keep it real.
Yeah, whatever.
3%. That was funny. That was entertaining.
Oh, it was funny.
But the point being, when you look at the numbers, I don't know if it's related to wins and losses, but overall at the plate, the Cubs are looking at numbers and saying, well, whatever they're doing, they're making this – they're just as effective against left-handed pitching as they are right-handed pitching. So they're likely to continue that trend and usage.
Maybe that bad Penny Bush is the guy that's the problem. So thank God they're doing it.
So tonight with Kyle Tucker out of the lineup and Mackenzie Gore on the mound, it is conceivable that the Cubs would rest or sit Michael Bush, the left-handed hitter who had 3 hits last night and was a double shy of the cycle.
Exactly. That would seemingly be a poor decision, frankly. But we'll find out. I just don't want Justin triggered again.
Seemingly out of the sentence, it would be a poor decision.
Okay.
It would be a poor decision.
I try to qualify things out of respect.
You kind
of
do.
For others.
Yeah.
But we bury that anyway.
So. Let's address a real quick question about the way that some Sox fans out there are wondering if Davis Martin and Shane Smith, you heard from a Sox fan who said, hey, remind your Cub fan partner who has all the love for Cade Horton, and I do respect the way Cade Horton's come in and not lost yet and really done well as a professional starter in a role that he has been thrust into because of the injury.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sox fan wonders about Shane Smith and Davis Martin. No,
he says he's more impressed with
More impressed with those two.
Because of what they've done this year.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
You know, Davis Martin is crafty.
Yes.
And I think Shane Smith has been resourceful.
Shane Smith has been excellent.
Yeah.
He's been very good. He found it again last night. I think that there were a couple of times. You worry about a guy who's a Rule 5 guy. But he's one of the real success stories from this season for the Chicago White Sox. And he's one of the success stories for their pitching prowess. It's just extraordinary that you could take a guy like that in a Rule 5 draft. He figured out how to throw a changeup all on his own. And then if I'm Milwaukee, I would be looking at that kind of like, what were we thinking? Like, what? How did that decision
They've got to already regret that.
Yes.
But at the same time, by the same token, in fairness, he had not developed the kick change.
No, but he has now.
He has now, and he's effective. Yep. And you do wonder, and it's a fair question, how would those two pitchers specifically fare if they were pitching for the Cubs, surrounded by all that defense and supported by all that offense?
Right.
So it's a good point.
Easier
I think what
gig.
Gives me the reason to kind of look at Horton as maybe the ceiling being higher, the first round draft pick pedigree, and all the things you see in terms of this is his major league rookie season.
Hey, you know, he also is coming off an injury and he's come back. He's been excellent. So I think that there's no reason not to appreciate and enjoy what he is doing. I do think that you've got to be concerned about, as you mentioned and Bruce has mentioned, about the innings over the long haul and just how long his year will go.
It's a fair thing to want monitor.
Yeah.
773. Only Dave will complain about the Cubs this year. Not complaining. Is that a complaint about Michael Busch?
No. What is your complaint? That is a complaint. That's a complaint.
It's a gripe.
That you and,
a grievance. Minor.
Both you and
it's a minor gripe.
Dustin William Roach share.
Yeah,
you
perhaps.
You do a lot of complaining.
Still enjoying the fun. This is the highest watermark, the most the Cubs have been over 500 since 2016. And that team made history.
Yeah, what happened to that team? They were all right. They got over the high watermark.
And I don't think it's a great idea to compare those two teams at all.
Why?
The pitching's so different.
Well, you can compare them, though.
You can. That's what we do.
It's fun.
Saying,
it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. But
wait.
It's a slam dunk.
The starting pitching is so much better in 2016.
I mean, just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Jake Arrieta a Hall of Famer, Dustin?
No. But ask David. I don't have a vote and a free pass to go to a baseball game I want.
No, you don't.
We were talking off the air earlier about, like, who would you say is a Hall of Famer from that group?
From that team.
And I don't know that just the way things turned out.
What was my answer?
I think you
first name I came up with.
I think you said Joe Madden.
That was the third name I came up with.
Oh,
in my first name you came up with, I'll guess.
I said Lester.
Theo.
Oh,
well, Theo's a good answer.
Theo's a good one. I didn't think of Theo.
Okay, so on the field, the actual players.
I was thinking players and skipper.
Okay. See, there you go, skipper.
Skipper.
Actually, because he still has career in front of him and what he's done since he left, but what he meant to that particular team, Kyle Schwarber's got a chance.
That was my fourth name.
That's the one.
I said Kyle Schwarber if he gets the 500 homers.
If he gets the 500 homers.
Yeah, and he could. He's hitting them and what he's asked to do.
He's had the best career than all of them.
No doubt about that.
After all is said
better,
and done.
Better than Rizzo.
Yes.
And better than the rest of them. And he didn't really play much that season at all. He just made history, and it was legendary how he came to help and bail him out in the World Series.
I don't think you win without him.
You don't win without him.
Yeah, that's another part of this.
I said Aroldis Chapman.
Aroldis Chapman.
I said he was one.
I'm sorry.
John Lester, potentially
that's
three.
That's interesting, because he's pitched forever. How long has Chapman
20
been
20 seasons.
At it? Okay, that's enough.
So I had Chapman, potentially, Lester, potentially, Joe Madden, and then I mentioned Schwarber. And obviously, Theo's at the top of the list. Theo's a slam dunk Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
but I didn't think of him
in.
Right away. Yeah,
I think Theo's done enough over his career not even counting the Cubs that he's in. I mean, obviously, it adds to his legacy and the way we think of him. But I think he's in, period, end of story.
Yeah, I think you're right. I definitely think you're right.
That's probably the only sure thing,
but
really.
The point being,
sure thing.
You look at Javi, you wondered there. He wasn't going to be a Hall of Famer necessarily, no. But Chris Bryant certainly was on that path.
He was on that path.
We talked about how far he has fallen when the Rockies were town. Anthony Rizzo's not going to be in that conversation. And those are the stars of that team. And Josh Schwarber.
Jay Hay, Hall of Fame meter. No?
How many of those guys in all seriousness make the Cubs Hall of Fame?
Oh, well, that's a different.
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Well,
just
yeah.
Like, or are you just putting the team in?
The team goes in.
Well, the team goes in, but I think
Pedro Strop will have his hat on sideways.
Anybody that you traded
he was on that team,
off
right?
of that team.
Wait.
So Bryant, Rizzo, Jave, I think they all deserve to be a place in the Cubs Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
No doubt.
The criteria is much different.
Yes, and that's why you have a one Hall of Fame as opposed to the other one.
Yeah, you have one that is just a different criteria. But that whole team.
Okay, who wouldn't make the Cubs Hall of Fame from that group? Let's play it the other way.
Who wouldn't make the Cubs Hall of Fame?
Addison Russell.
Probably not.
I wasn't being mean.
Albert Elmora. I'm just saying.
I know.
You're going deep on the bench here, yeah. Dustin. But I think that you talk about the reserves. Yeah. It's a fun thing to remember, even though Dustin does not like comparing 2016 to this team for some reason.
Pitching.
Do you see John Lackey's going to pitch for the Savannah Bananas?
Not only
did, you he, know
not,
what?
Not that
is
I,
he going to pitch
he
here?
He did pitch
he
for
did?
The Savannah Bananas.
When,
oh,
when
I missed it.
When is the Savannah Banana?
August.
Yeah.
First baseball sellout of the year.
I got to get on that because
can't get a ticket.
I know
secondary
someone
market.
Who's interested.
Well, you couldn't get a ticket for the Pope's Mass. Now you couldn't get a ticket for Savannah Bananas. Man, you need to call some people. You got to know a guy who knows a guy.
Any popular event pretty much shuts me out of it. That's the reality.
So, I saw a funny tweet. Was it Monday night that the White Sox had gotten Savannah Bananaed by the Tigers?
Oh, that's pretty good. They did get
the five home runs.
Pretty beaten up.
That is pretty funny.
They were Washington Nationals in that game. That's your.
Getting some love on the text line for Jake Arrieta in the Hall of Fame. He did not do it long enough.
Well, he belongs in the Cubs Hall of Fame.
Oh, no doubt
sure.
about that.
Yep. Shirt off in the statue.
Definitely. He would he'd be shirtless.
He in the statue, he would be in like mid-yoga pose.
Shirtless.
He would be shirtless. He would only have like a small pair of trunks of some sort on.
You know, speaking of
yoga
that team, and you mentioned Scooble. I think I mentioned yesterday I was talking to
he would
to
have
you.
His shirt on.
Yeah. Peter Chase, who is a director of communications for the Tigers, we're talking about Scooble pitching against the Cubs on Friday, and I don't think he would mind me sharing this because I was asking him what he was like, both just to observe and also to deal with, and he said, well, he's a combination of Jake Arrieta and John Lester.
Wow, no kidding. Yeah. That's hysterical.
Isn't that like...
That is very funny.
Oh my gosh. You know, you have the perfect pitcher.
Don't you know exactly what that means?
Yes.
That is very funny.
Yes, he said you have a combination of Arrieta and Lester.
That's a great
I'm like
line.
Nodding my head. Oh, okay. Wow. So the Cubs will see him Friday, and that will be soon enough.
All right. We will talk to Marshall and Layla next.
Yes, we will talk to them next. But right now, you can be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670, and win a pair of tickets to see Hollywood legend Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters for one unforgettable night of rootsy rock and roll swagger at Joe's Live Tuesday, September 16th. Wow. Joe's Live, Rosemont.com. Get the tickets now before they're gone. September 16th. Call now, 312-540-0670.
Whew. All right. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 the score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.